Today's subject matter is entitled Professional Jealousy. When God calls a man to proclaim the message of salvation, that call carries with it a death sentence. The true or genuine man of God understands exactly what that implies. He will never be fully embraced as a messenger of God by those who have no intention of loving a God that might assign the same fate to them as he has to Pastor John Coleman. Those that are called by God to perform the task of threat upon any and all that forsake the Lord by way of blasphemy, misrepresentation, or professional ambiguity by means of twisting the word of God will suffer at the very hands of those that oppose the true message of God. Therefore, the task of the true preacher is to proclaim with a certain boldness the truth of the justice and holiness of a Savior who will not allow to go unpunished those that oppose him or his plan of redemption for the elect at the expense of the preacher himself. Thus we see that there is a calling on the life of the preacher that is truly called of God. That calling is the constant bombarding of his person from those in heart and mind that oppose the God of the Bible and will not be unavenged, because the preacher of righteousness will, with an eager frontal attack, defend with his very life that certain calling with a display of indignation only when challenged by an enemy that has the purpose of putting an end to God's just and true proclamation that God is true and all other men are liars. What of those that claim to be men of God but have not taken on the full effect of the calling? What can be said of those that say that they are preachers but love this world so much that their message is one that affirms the attainment of the material over that of the spiritual? What of those who would even suppose to tickle the ears of God's precious elect with a message that is less than what God has stated within the full context of scriptures, which is the divine record of God for the elect, which he loves with a very special love? What of those pretenders that approach ministry as a means of gain and fortune, those gold diggers, or what I call them, gold diggers of prosperity, that truly believe that gain is godliness in direct opposition to the established mandate from heaven, which states that the very love of money has become a conduit which brings evil things? There is but one objective of these kinds of individuals. They must, with satanic intention, seek to destroy the godly preacher and present a spirit of disillusion and confusion to those innocent bystanders, which I call untaught Christians, and have them search for the prosperous life in exchange for the sacrificial life. Thus, the righteous preacher stands alone in that he is a dead man. The calling implies that those that listen to his message also listen with intention as they do. Expose themselves to the mercy and the grace and the will of God alone. There are no sureties in this life that each of us as believers will be financially successful, physically healthy, married, able to have children, never fall into calamity, not be involved in lawsuits and lose, suffer a devastating divorce, suffer the loss through death of a dear loved one, spouse or child, young or old, lose your job, your business crash, die in a plane crash, breathe in anthrax, break an arm or a leg. All of these while God is watching and smiling from heaven, simply because that is his will for our lives. Our reaction to all of these and more: contentment and satisfaction, no regret. My message on and off radio has always been this, ladies and gentlemen. I shall never change. I have experienced much of what I have just detailed, and I am yet praising God for his grace in my life. It matters not what fortune brings for me. I stand steadfast in the grace of God, watching for a sustained calling to be attacked, to be challenged, and even the maiming of my person are named by those that suffer from professional jealousy. They cannot accept that God would call me and give this message to his church. This great country of ours is not a promise that success and fame is the calling card for the believer in Christ Jesus. Each Christian is called to this life of sacrifice. If we seek those things from above, over those things above, our striving for God is a fluke. He is not concerned with our success, your success, or my success, rather his own will being communicated at our expense. You better get that, friends. When we say that God is a jealous God, what is the intent? He is saying that all he is glorified, and that glorification comes through each of his children, which is manifested in ways far different than that of the sinful world. One does not judge their association with the living God by means of their prosperity. Listen, church, listen to me, especially those of you that are living in an affluent neighborhood. If God desires us to prosper, it is the purpose of our giving everything over to him. The focus sounds like this: all that the Lord has done in my life is of no value if I live. The greatest gift that I could render to him is death, for my depravity far outweighs any deed of service that I might render to his holiness. I am ashamed of myself and of those who seek to give me audience. It is to his meaningful intent that I bow. Take my name off of the posters. Place my wife's picture in the kitchen where the cooks work. Place my children next to yours and change their names, for they too are undone in his presence. Have nothing to do with me, for when I am alone with myself, there is nothing of me that you would want to see. If but to mention his name above all others is my calling, so be it. All else is dung. I am undone, naked, wretched, and ashamed of you mentioning my name in the presence of his blessed people. If any so-called preacher, and I'm speaking of males only, females, if you call yourself a preacher, listen, and listen closely and succinctly. He never called you. Satan did. Hell is your eternal home. If any so-called preacher, male only, does not talk like this, he is not God's man. And I put emphasis on that, not God's man. I don't care what the theologue says. I don't care what the institutions of theology say. They are liars. If these words are repulsive, well, there is far too much of yourself alive for God to use. If he is not committed to the service of God's calling, which is not a healthy state when the enemies of truth of God's word line up in rank and file, then he is altogether disgusting. Professional jealousy derives from those that know in their heart that they could never utter such words like I am uttering right now. Those of you listeners that follow so-called pastors, preachers, apologists, or the like, ask them what they think of themselves and their so-called prosperous ministries. Any words other than these are offensive to a God that will have none before him. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to listen to the words of a couple of letters that I received this week. And as you listen to the letters, I want you to undertake that the man of God will endure such things as this as he constantly proclaims the truth in the ears of those that oppose God's sacred elect. Understand that many of your churches that you attend this Sunday morning has been overtaken by persons like these that use satanic influences to dissuade God's people. Many of these individuals are hiding out in churches, and they have already abdicated through calculated compromise of God's word. That is the beginning of all misery.